Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to part two of the Be Fair, Be Vegan program. Rising above 1500 Times Square and the Jacob Javits Center stands the most ambitious social justice campaign ever to be launched in New York. Be Fair, Be Vegan. The powerful imagery and messaging introduces viewers to the sentience of animals by using evocative close-up images and messages demonstrating that other animals experience emotions just like humans do. For 4 weeks, these provocative slideshows will be displayed in two of the highest-profile billboard locations in the country and will be accompanied by a series of 200 street posters throughout Manhattan. The campaign invites passersby to consider the circumstances of the victims of the animal production industry while seeing them for who they are, feeling, caring beings who value their lives and their families. The campaign is the brainchild of Joanna Lucas, a writer, visual artist, and animal rights activist. Joanna created vegan outreach materials and campaigns for Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary, where she studied and chronicled the rich lives of the animals who are commonly dismissed as food or objects of use. Angel Flynn is the outreach coordinator for the educational organization Gentle World and is a media spokesperson for Be Fair, Be Vegan. Angel has been an animal rights activist and writer for 10 years, advocating for widespread veganism as the only way to achieve justice for non-human animals. The campaign management hopes that consumers will take back control and demand an end to the use of animals as commodities and resources. The victims we are advocating for include the wild animals who are hunted and exterminated by this reckless, destructive industry, as well as the domesticated animals bred into existence for our use, confined, whether in crates or pastures, and ultimately killed so that people can make use of the products of their misery. Based in Colorado, Be Fair, Be Vegan is a nonprofit on the cutting edge of social justice for animals. New York City is the first stop for this campaign, chosen because of the high impact, sheer volume of foot traffic, and the diverse cross-section of humanity that travel the city streets. In this program, we are joined by Angel Flynn, media coordinator for Be Fair, Be Vegan. To hear part one of Angel's interview, please visit the archives at wcuw.org/vegannation. And join us again next week for the interview with Joanna Lucas, Be Fair, Be Vegan's creative artist and designer. And now we'll be joined with Angel Flynn. Angel, welcome and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
This is history in the making.
Yes, it is history in the making. This is just a tremendous event to have such a high-profile vegan campaign happening right in the middle of Times Square. It's right above 1500 Broadway, right at the crossroads of the world, as they call it. And the other one is over at the Jacob Javits Center. So they're both in very high-profile locations, and they will be running for a period of 4 weeks. And during that time, they will actually be rotating different slideshows.
So exciting to see everyone looking up, watching this billboard, this moving billboard.
Yes, it's very exciting. And I do want to take a moment to thank our supporters. Neither Joanna nor myself are in New York City. Please do encourage everybody to go down there, go to Times Square, take photos, take video, and send it to us, because it's wonderful to be able to share it on Facebook. And of course, there are also posters. You mentioned, Marlene, there are the billboards, but there are also posters throughout the streets of Manhattan. And if people see them, it's kind of a little bit like a game almost, locate these posters. If you do find them around the city, please do take a photo. Show us the location that they're in.
Wonderful. Now let's hear about Joanna.
Joanna Lucas is the coordinator, the organizer of the entire thing. All the artwork is hers, the slogans. She's been creating the materials for the campaign, largely based on her experience with the animals of Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary. She volunteered at Peaceful Prairie creating outreach materials and writing about the lives of these animals. And if people are not familiar with her blog, it's on the Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary website. She's done absolutely incredible work, basically sharing with us, with her readers, some of the more intricate details of these animals' lives and their emotional lives. And when I first read her work, I was incredibly moved by the way that she's able to actually bring the reader inside the minds and hearts of these animals, because a lot of people don't think about animals as individuals, but they are. They're individuals with individual lives and personalities, and even after they're rescued from these horrendous situations, they may be living in a sanctuary, but they still have their own inner lives that are very much characterized by the suffering that they've experienced. And her blog does an incredible job of taking us into that. And when I first read some of her pieces, I felt like the entire world needs to read these. It would just give people a very, very different picture of the animals who we use in this way. So Joanna and I got in touch through that, basically. I read her blog. She read some of my work, because I'm also an animal rights blogger. I create content for the Gentle World website. Gentle World is a nonprofit vegan educational organization, and I'm the outreach director for Gentle World. So I also blog about animal rights issues, and she and I were in touch. We've been in touch for years, actually, just both supporting each other's work. And then recently, when she started to plan this campaign, she asked me to be involved. And, you know, people, I'm sure many people all around the world who are vegan have dreamed of a time when something like this could happen for veganism, that, you know, a billboard in Times Square, wouldn't that be amazing, you know, if we could have the vegan message out in front of so many people.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for your noble work. And the conversation needs to be out in the public.
Yes, it's the elephant in the room. Everybody's talking about all these, you know, many different social justice issues even, and certainly a lot of sociological issues that we have, our issues with violence, you know, this issue with the planet. We're destroying the planet that we live on. All of these things can be solved. That's the thing. All of the issues that we have as a society that we're struggling with can be solved. But we have to get to the root cause, which is that we as humans believe, we've told ourselves that it's perfectly okay for us to inflict pain and suffering and torment and agony and terror on perfectly innocent beings.
Yeah, and whether it's one or a billion.
You know, the entire animal industry, you know, part of the fundamental problem with it on a level of justice is that we are breeding these animals into existence for our purposes.
It helps that your campaign addresses dairy as well.
Yes, absolutely. The 200 posters that are around the streets of Manhattan focus on the dairy industry and the egg industry. So there are posters that explain what happens to the calves that are born as a part of dairy production, and also of the chicks that are born as part of egg production. So, for instance, as you say, a lot of people are not aware of what these issues really are, and they might think that consuming dairy is something that isn't ultimately harmful to the animals involved. But actually, when you look more closely into dairy production, it's a tremendously exploitative industry, and there is a lot of harm and suffering and killing involved.
And also with the egg industry?
And also with the egg industry. The egg industry is a tremendously exploitative arm of the animal trade, and it is also involved in this whole question of the exploitation of the female reproductive cycle. The egg industry is almost like the epitome of reproductive exploitation. Those hens are reproductive slaves. That's what they are. And that's an issue that everybody should be aware of.
This was just phenomenal, genius to think of this campaign to start these billboards in New York City. And what was some of the inspiration?
Joanna had been involved in various billboard campaigns before, and partially with her work at Peaceful Prairie, where they had taken some of her slogans, Milk Comes from a Grieving Mother. I don't know if people have seen that one, but look it up, because it's a really powerful billboard that was done by Peaceful Prairie with Joanna's design. And the billboard campaigns that she had worked on in the past were really successful, went over really well. And she had received the help of a private donor to fund them. And the donor was interested in seeing it go further. So between them, they discussed this idea of taking it to a much more high-profile location. And, of course, New York City seemed like just the best place to be able to really, really reach a lot of people. So that was when that idea was kind of born, to take out a billboard above Times Square. And, of course, working with the media company that owns the billboards, they have various packages of things that you can do, and that included the 200 street posters, which, of course, takes it even further, because some people are going to see this huge billboard above Times Square and be very inspired by it, and then later on when they're walking around the city, they'll be able to actually come across posters that give a little bit more information, because the billboards are, of course, viewed from far away. You have to keep the number of words on there very limited, and of course the aim is to get people to visit the website, where there's a lot more information about what this issue really is and more of the details about what happens in the world of animal exploitation, and also the alternatives that we can use as vegans. And then the posters themselves, which are around the city, have a little bit more information. So they might say, for instance, picture of a calf that says killed for his mother's milk. And then below that, it explains that calves are taken away from their mothers as babies so that humans can consume their milk. And then again, a link to the website Be Fair, Be Vegan, so that they can find out more information about that. So yeah, basically the idea of taking this campaign further to New York City all kind of goes back to some of Joanna's early billboard campaigns that just went really well.
Well, this is very inspiring. And it's nice to know that it's easy to be vegan now, because everything is veganized.
There are alternatives for everything. If it can't be bought, it certainly can be made. And besides, if you're a person of conscience, it doesn't even matter. Even if you could never have cheese again, even if you could never have ice cream again, it's not true. You will. There's plenty. It's out there. It's plentiful. They can be found in all sorts of health food stores. Even grocery stores now have alternatives for all sorts of things. But even if we could never eat those things again, it doesn't matter. If you could never have cheese, it doesn't matter. Cheese is cruel. Cheese is horrible. Cheese is something that, I'm talking about dairy cheese now, obviously. Cheese is something that nobody should ever want to eat. It's a nightmare to think about how that's made. And if you don't think it's a nightmare, if somebody's listening and they think, no, cheese is not so bad, look it up. Find out how it's really made from the beginning. Find out how that milk is produced. Obviously, in the vegan movement, this example is very well known, that a lot of people believe that cows just give milk, you know, like cows are just milk machines. Cows don't give milk any more than any other animal unless they're nursing a baby. And just like with human women, the milk that our bodies produce is meant for a baby who is feeding, a baby who's nursing. But because humans want to take this milk for themselves, the only way to do that is to impregnate cows and then take the milk that's meant for the babies. And in order to do that, of course, you have to take the baby away. And these cows, and not just cows, of course, goats are another one that are exploited for their milk. If you put yourself as a human female in that position, and you just imagine for a moment, this is a very useful way of examining any animal issue, is just imagine if it were being done to humans. It's such an act of violation. Their babies are taken away. Their milk is stolen. Their babies either go, if they're male, they go to be killed and eaten as meat. If they're females, they go back into the same cycle as their mothers. Just imagine being a mother and knowing that your baby girl is going to be put into the same cycle of torment that you're in year after year after year. Insemination, pregnancy, baby gets stolen, milk gets taken. Insemination again the next year, another baby, another stealing, another milking cycle. It's horrendous. And then the whole experience of motherhood and the mother-baby bond and connection that is broken over and over and over again by this industry. You know, a lot of people are afraid to look at this. They don't want to look at this. But if you want to continue doing that, it's your responsibility. Go find out. If it's horrible to look at and you want to close your eyes, good. You should feel that way, because it's even more horrible to be on the other end of it. It's even more horrible to be the animal who's experiencing it. And if that's the way you feel when you watch it or even when you hear about it, a lot of people say, I don't even want to hear about it. Well, if you don't even want to hear about it, then you certainly shouldn't be participating in it. You certainly should not be putting down your money to have somebody do that again. If it's so horrible for you, you can't even stand to watch it on a video or see a picture of it or hear somebody tell you about it. If that's the way you feel, pay attention to that feeling, because it's telling you something very important. This is something that you don't want to participate in. If you couldn't do it yourself and you couldn't even watch somebody doing it, then you certainly should not be putting down your money to have somebody do it for you. So for people who feel that way, hey, guess what? There are plenty of alternatives. You think you can't give up cheese? You don't even have to. There are plenty of different vegan cheeses now.
It's time to take a short break. We're listening to Angel Flynn, the media coordinator for the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard poster campaign currently up in New York City. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, and we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to Community Radio, WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM. Online at WCUW.org.
Did you know you can underwrite on WCUW for as little as $4? With a footprint of 1,000 square miles covering central Massachusetts and a listening audience that truly listens, there is no better value for your already stretched marketing budget. Your message will be heard by some of Worcester County's most creative and insightful individuals who know that WCUW is the source they can turn to for great music and alternative news. For information about our underwriting program, call 508-753-1012 or send an email to wcuw@wcuw.org.
Start your day elevated in the mind, body, and spirit connection on The Journey with me, Sunta Africa, every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on 91.3 FM, WCUW, and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, and we are joined by Angel Flynn, the media coordinator for the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard campaign currently running in New York City from August 8th through September 4th.
Plant-based meats are now the biggest trend in technology. It surpassed 3D printing. Vegan meats.
And thank goodness, Angel, for the Be Fair, Be Vegan campaign, because this information is not being discussed. Here we can live without harming others, and yet the conversation is not discussed anywhere, in any circle, including the school systems.
Yes, that's right, and that's why it is so exciting that this is now possible to put this out there in front of such a wide audience, because it is something that everybody's ignoring, as though this is not something absolutely horrendous that's going on, and we can just keep on going about our lives as though we're not doing this absolutely terrible thing. That's absurd. It is going on, and it's affecting everybody. People are in some kind of weird denial of it. But the fact is, it's an undercurrent to everything in our society, this feeling that there's this tremendous, tremendous violence going on around the entire world. What's going on with the animals is huge, and it's global, and it's completely accepted by almost everybody. You know, very nice, kind, caring people are willing to overlook this, like there isn't something absolutely terribly wrong with it. And that's going to change. The tide is going to turn, because once people are aware of it, once they can't ignore it anymore, there's no way people are going to accept this atrocity as being a part of a more enlightened future. It just doesn't belong.
Right. Like you said, veganism is very important for environmental sustainability and human health. Yet, it's really significant that you focus the campaign on animals.
Oh, yeah, that's the main point. The health benefits to humans of becoming vegan, it's a great reward for becoming vegan. You know, you do something because your conscience tells you to, and hey, guess what? You get healthier. That's great. That's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing that when you do something that's right, your body responds appropriately. And of course, I believe there's also another element to it, which is that one of the reasons our bodies respond so poorly to animal products is because a part of us knows that it's wrong. And that part of us is also sending signals to our body. So it makes perfect sense that veganism is healthier. And of course, there's the fact that the animal industry is also really attacking the health of our society by pushing their products on everybody. They do that. They certainly market it. They make sure that the children are getting fed that way. They do have a campaign to push their products on our society, and that is harming human health.
And at the same time, the truth of the animals' lives and deaths are hidden.
One of our posters, the headline says, "Eggs for you, suffering for her." And of course, a lot of people don't realize. Again, they think, oh, a hen just lays an egg. It's nothing to her. That's just what they do. The fact is, the way that they have been bred and genetically manipulated to overproduce eggs, because again, these animals are economic units. Once they're being treated as commodities, the aim is to maximize production, to maximize profit. They are genetically manipulated in order to overproduce eggs, and what that ends up doing is causing it to be both very painful for her. A lot of people don't realize that. The egg laying is actually very painful. And also, they lay eggs far too often, and that ends up actually stripping their bodies of nutrients like calcium, and it ends up leading to early death and all sorts of suffering later in life.
I know. That's why we need your campaign, to educate the public to realize that we can live by eating 100% plants.
That's right, absolutely.
And eating a plant-based vegan diet really does cover the ethical basis.
The issue with the animal industry, it's wreaking absolute havoc on the planet, and that is horrendously irresponsible, and it's something that's very, very unfair for everybody. The people who are using animal products, we pay the price. Even we vegans who are not doing that, we pay the price with our air and our water and our, you know, they're cutting down our forests too. It's not just their forests, they're our forests. We don't ask them to do that, and yet it's happening anyway. That's very unfair to everybody. But that's nothing compared to what's happening to these animals. There is a systematic program of torture that these animals are subjected to. And that is what really is the key issue here, and that's why that's what our campaign is focused on.
Thank you. And what closing messages do you have for our listeners?
I really do want to say a very special thank you to everybody who has come out in support of this campaign, and also to encourage people, please do keep spreading the word, spread it around, tell people, let people know, take photos, take videos. If you're in New York and you feel inspired and you have that kind of personality, go down, talk to people, point it out to people, get them talking about it, get them thinking about it. And also, please do visit not just the Facebook page, but visit our website, because on the website there's a lot more information. There are stories that Joanna has written about the animals she knew at Peaceful Prairie that are tremendously moving. We encourage people to share those with other people, share them with your non-vegan friends. There's also really good information on there about how to go vegan. So the actual practical steps, it's easy peasy to go vegan nowadays. Try to share something meaningful about veganism, not something trivial and not something that confuses the issue with what sort of treatment these animals are subjected to, not to talk about how big the cages are or the different things that happen to them that might confuse the issue. It's very simple. Become vegan. Stop our demand for this, and this industry will end, and we will have a vegan world. And if we spread that around to people, if we just try to share with them our vision of a vegan world and what it would be for us, what it would be for the animals, what it would be for our society, what it would be for our planet, try to share that vision with people of what a vegan world would look like and your passion for it. And hopefully we can make it come to be.
You're listening to Angel Flynn, the media coordinator of the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and poster campaign currently up in New York City. This high-profile billboard and poster campaign brings attention to the plight of animals exploited for human gains, and it's running in Times Square with moving billboards, the Javits Center, and also street-side posters on the streets of Manhattan from August 8th through September 4th. Angel, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. You are very much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. This concludes part two of Angel's interview. Last week, Angel joined us, and she shared the details of the digital billboard on top of 1500 Broadway in Times Square. This is a rotating series of images, and last week was the Like Us series. To hear Angel's descriptions of those billboards, please visit the archives at wcuw.org/vegannation. And you can also see the billboards on their website, befairbevegan.com. The current billboard up on 1500 Broadway in Times Square, New York City, is the Which One series. All these billboards bring into light the individual animals whom we harm through our consumer choices. This series shows three animals in each frame, and here are the slogans. Which chick should die for your omelet? Which calf should die for your cheese? Which piglet should die for your bacon? Which fish should die for your filet? Which sheep should die for your sweater? Which hen should die for your egg salad? Whose baby should die for your dairy? Please join us next week for the interview with Joanna Lucas, the creative artist, author, and designer of Be Fair, Be Vegan. I'd like to send out a very special thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Let's go out with Daniel Redwood's Sanctuary song, Someone, Not Something.
I want to tell the world what they've done to you so wrong. I want to sing for you a sanctuary song. Your life, it means as much to you as mine to me. I know that this is true. Your loving heart reaches out to mine, and the light in your eyes may it always shine. Now is the time. This is the place for us all to feel compassion's healing grace and pray for peace for all who share this one earthly home, so green, so fair. Jump and play till the cows come home. Hang out with your friends, yes, 'cause you are not alone. I want to tell the world what they've done to you so wrong. I want to sing for you this sanctuary song. May the whole world sing for you. May the whole world be for you a sanctuary song.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.